Vectis Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. It's wet and it's soggy and it's horrible out there. And there's a bit of breeze blowing as well. And look what the wind has blown in. We've got we've reunited after more than 6 months. It's only Connor Rowlands.
Hello, everyone. Good to be back.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you, Ian.
You look well.
I am well.
I expected you to, you know, to walk in and look totally different because it's been so long and you haven't changed much at all.
I thought I was going to be a lot more fatter when I got back. But I'm not. I think I'm the same, hopefully.
Well, you look fit and well.
Yeah.
Let's say that. You do look fit and well. And you have learnt to cook, but we're going to talk about that in a wee while.
Yes.
But how have you been the last 6 months?
I've been very good, yes.
Keep yourself busy?
Keep myself as busy as I can.
Okay. Yeah, because you're off school for how long?
Roughly 6 months. I can't exactly tell you the exact time.
That's a long time.
And yeah, 6 months is still a long time. Yes.
In your little life, it's a long time. For us old ones, it's only like a little dot in time.
6 months for you guys is like 20 years. Ooh, that actually hurts. Sorry, guys.
Okay, so look, you're back at school. And we're just having a chat off air, and what you've been up to, and so on. And you've got next July, you've got to make a decision whether you stay on for another year. Is that right?
I could make the decision like soon if I wanted to, but I don't intend to make that decision just of yet. Okay. I've still got a long time to make it.
Well, you got a plan, haven't you? What you want to do and so on. So, you know, the next step would be you either stay on at school for another year then, or what do you do? Do a college course or something?
I don't know what happens, but we'll see.
We'll see. All right, you're keeping it. You're like one of those football managers that's after signing a new player and you don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, a bit like that.
Keeping it under wraps. So come on, what have you been doing over the last 6 months to keep yourself busy and your mind healthy?
Well, I've been busy on a YouTube channel that I've been like updating very recently. So I've been very busy.
Right. So you've been busy doing YouTube stuff. You're doing the cooking as well.
Yeah.
What about the day-to-day chores? You've been chipping in with that as well, like doing the shopping and things like that?
I've been doing the shopping a few times, but also I've been helping out with mowing, which I never thought I'd be doing for a long time yet.
Mowing. I had to ask what he meant by mowing. Of course, it's mowing the lawn, isn't it?
Yeah.
How big's your lawn?
Well, we've got two gardens. One in the front. We've got a front garden, which ain't that big. It's just like a... I'm just trying to, symbolise the size. So it's basically... The front garden is basically the size of the room, the green room, just up there.
All right, so it's probably... Well, I measured this recently, Connor, so I know it's 31 feet in length, and it's... I think it's 13 feet wide.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So the listener out there can have a picture of in their mind of how big your lawn is.
Yeah.
Is this an electric one?
Yeah.
So did you have to be careful not to mow over the old cable?
Yes, all the time.
Look, everyone's done that before.
And then the back garden is the size of like
smaller?
A modern house kitchen.
Oh, right, okay.
Well, no, not modern house kitchen. Size of double that room, I think.
Double that room out there?
Yeah.
Oh, right. So we're talking 62 feet by 26 feet then?
Yes.
So that's a bigger one. How long does it take you to mow the lawn then?
Well, it depends what garden I do. The front garden takes about 45 minutes. The back garden takes just over like an hour and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
You'll get that down soon, though, time-wise. If you're going out, that'd be your business. You could be, Connor Rowlands, mower man.
Yeah, I can't mow the lawn right now due to the fact of...
it's raining.
The weather, yeah.
And you wouldn't do that with an electric cable out
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Because that would be dangerous, wouldn't
yes.
it?
Yes. It would be.
All right, we're going to chat some more between now and 11 o'clock. Obviously, things have changed a little bit. We've got the team in from St George's School, and we've got Leisha waiting out in the wings, and we're, you know, instead of you coming in willy-nilly like you used to, and we used to have a whole load of fun, yeah. We've got to do it in a bit more of a controlled way because of the current situation. So yes. You're here until 11 o'clock, and then Leisha will come in and kick you out from a distance, and we'll swap things over. But still to come, we're going to chat more about your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more about your cooking, because you've mastered chicken pasta by all accounts, and there's more stuff to come, I'm sure. In the meantime, this is David Bowie. Drums. Thanks. And that's the Icy Brothers. And behind the painted smile, this is Vectis Radio FM 104.6. So we've got the gang in from St George's School. And we welcomed back Connor just a little while ago. And we've got lots to talk about, Connor, because we've not seen each other for over 6 months. And I know that we were just chatting about the early days of lockdown. Did you find that tough?
Yes, the early days of we did find pretty tough. Just mainly because, well, there was no one to talk to. So, yeah.
So, before lockdown, you didn't have a phone.
I didn't have a phone.
You weren't on Facebook.
Weren't on Facebook.
But now you are.
I am now, yes.
And that's the COVID-19 situation, sort of, is that the reason why?
Yeah, because, well, when lockdown began, I weren't able to say goodbye to friends who left the school for college, so... it took me a while to find, I thought that by getting a phone, I would be able to find them on Facebook. I haven't found everyone, but I found loads so far, which is good.
Okay, which is a really lovely thing, and I think people forget sometimes that, you know, when kids are together for so many years in a school, and then certain people disappear and they go off and do college, they go and get jobs, and they leave school. You didn't get that opportunity to say goodbye to a couple of people. And I know that is it Chef Beth that used to come in here?
Yeah.
She's now disappeared to Scotland, isn't she?
Yes.
So she's going to be in lockdown from Friday, thanks to Nicola Sturgeon.
Yeah.
Well, it's not her fault. I'm not blaming Nicola Sturgeon. But And then there was another lady that used to come down here and do all that kung fu stuff. What was her name? Kaylee? Was it Kaylee?
Kaylee, yeah.
And she's now at college.
Yeah.
But the point is that there were a number of people that said, you know, their goodbyes, but didn't, you know, no, it wasn't there for everybody to do. It was just a case of the time came and that was it. There was no goodbye,
there's no cheerio, nothing.
I think what you should organise, okay, because I know you like organising things, I think you should next year, when you have the leavers ceremony, if you have one, where people leave next July, maybe invite the ones that left last July back so you can have one big shindig.
I could try. I can't guarantee it would go well, though. Well,
no, I think you should organise it. I think you should stamp your feet, Connor. Normally do, don't you? Get what you want.
No.
Now, cooking. Let's talk about your cooking exploits, because we were chatting out there about, you know, this is one of the things that you learnt during lockdown is how to cook.
Yeah.
So, come on, I'm coming round for dinner. What we having? Obviously, we're going to be socially distanced and, you know, and so on. We're not going to break any rules.
So, first of all, we'll be having a mac and cheese.
Right, okay. what, no meat?
No meat today. We're going vegetarian for a little while.
Okay, vegetarian. So we're having mac and cheese. How are you making your mac and cheese then?
Well, first of all, we need to make the bechamel. So first of all, we need to make a roux. So that would be butter and milk in a frying pan to make a roux, which is the thickening agent. Then you add the milk, stir it until it thickens up to turn to a bechamel. Then you add the load of cheese into it to make it a nice cheesy sauce. And then you cook the pasta until it's just below al dente, chuck the pasta in the sauce, stir it up, put it in a pot, put it in the oven with more cheese on top so that it gets nice and crispy, and then you got a nice mac and cheese.
Okay, and that's what we're having, is it?
Yeah.
All right, what's al dente? What does that mean?
Al dente is like cooked pasta.
Right, okay. I've learned something now.
A French term.
See, I don't do the cooking at home. The wife does, because her little office now is closer to the kitchen than mine. So that's the rule. Whoever's closest cooks. Yep. Simples. What else? What are we having for afters? Anything?
Oh, crikey. I haven't been cooking many desserts.
Oh, haven't you?
No, it was mostly savoury.
Right, OK. Well, so that's all we're having. So,
if I'm a bit peckish, I'd make myself a few scrambled eggs, but that's about it.
Scrambled eggs?
Yeah.
As well?
It's just two scrambled eggs and a bit of milk, and then cook it.
You put milk in as well?
Yes.
Now, all chefs will tell you not to put milk in, but I always do. Do you put any butter with it as well?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you do your stirring of the on the hob, or could you do it in a microwave?
I do it in a microwave.
You do as well. My wife does that.
Yeah, the only reason is because recently we got a brand new stove top, which is now gas, as a gas top. So because it was a very expensive oven, I'm not allowed to touch it, so I used the microwave instead.
Right. Fair enough. No, that's ingenious. You're doing it the right way.
Yeah, but it's very hard to cook properly, because if you do it 1 second over, it can go over.
It goes like leather, doesn't it?
Yeah. And then water comes out of it after a while.
Yeah. You're better off. My wife does this thing where I think it's 90 seconds in total. Mm. Couple of eggs that you're doing in a little bit. I don't think she puts the milk in. She does put the butter in. Mm. And then it is slightly runny, but if you leave it, it cooks in the heat, in its own heat.
Yeah.
And it goes fine. It goes perfect. But if you do it, like you say, if you like do it and muller it, it's like, it is like a little, you could wear it as a shoe.
Yeah.
Couldn't you? Hey, look at you. You know, that Jamie Oliver, look out. Connor's in town. Hey, look, we're going to talk YouTube very soon, but first of all, we're going to play you some local music. Steve Love's been busy, and what he's done is he's recorded about 3 or 4 songs. He sent them to me over the weekend, and I've put them on the playlist. So this is a new song from Steve Love, never played before on the radio. Prepare yourself for 75 cars. It's all about a Southern Vectis bus.
Local music on Vectis Radio is sponsored by Squire's Barbershop in Pyle Street, Newport.
I saw a bus on the island. You might have seen it too. It says on the side in big writing, "This bus takes 75 cars off the road." I thought, really? How's it going to do that? And then I worked it out.
Yes, 75 cars. That's 75 cars. Well, you tried.
75 cars. I think he's all about 75 cars there. That's Steve Love. Everyone loves Steve Love, don't they? I mean, the songs are funny, they're catchy, and so on. They put a smile on your face. So thank the Lord for Steve Love through a pandemic, eh? That was 75 cars, a new track from him, first play on any radio station ever in the whole wide world. And thank you, Steve, for sending them over the last couple of weeks. And you can do the same. If you want your music played on the wireless, all you need to do is email ian.mac at Vectis Radio.fm. Send the MP3s and we'll pop them on the system for you. Now it's exactly 20 to 11. We've got Connor in from St George's, and you've been busy over the last 6 months. You've got your own YouTube channel.
Yes.
You were running this before, but mm-hmm. you've had a lot more time to, you know, get it up and running. So what is your YouTube channel all about?
Well, my channel is based upon, like, funny small clips, like strange phenomenons that happen in my games, for example, like glitches. And I've also got a Minecraft Let's Play video. Minecraft Let's Play currently in the works.
So what's that about? Is it you showing people how to do it?
No, it's just like me having like a raw game and upload it to my channel. So it's okay. Like, yeah.
What's your channel called then?
It's just called Connor Rowland.
Connor Rowland channel. Channel Connor Rowland, yeah?
Yeah? Yeah?
We need a snappier name, don't we?
Yeah,
we
I need to change it at some point.
BBC One, you know, when you think you've got BBC One, you've got ITV, you've got all those things, you need a snapping, like, name. There's some of them that are really, like, when you think there's a channel called Alibi. Alibi channel. Really? Does that really? I mean, it doesn't leap out at you, does it?
No.
All right. So we need need something to do. You know, something snappy that makes you know, think, oh, I must watch that. I might give it a go anyway. All I do is just look up Connor Rowlands on YouTube, and there you are.
There should be loads of different things, but I have a picture. It's just me dressed up as a banana with a face. mouth.
Right, okay. Which is really funny, because when you look at how the world is now with technology and YouTube channels, I mean, this is something that people of a certain age need to get their heads around. This is the future. It's not, I mean, when we used to watch the telly without the internet, it was BBC One, BBC Two, ITV, and then in 1982, we got a fourth channel called Channel 4. So up to 1982, we only had four channels. And now we've got hundreds of channels on normal TV, or what we call kind of normal TV. But there's also all of these channels on the internet as well. And it's big money. And these are people that are doing, videos from their home, talking you through. Some of them are tutorials. Some of them are reviewing all sorts of new equipment that's coming out. And in some ways, how many times have you done this, where you, if you wanted to know how something worked, you'd go and watch a YouTube video?
I normally do it a few times, but I sometimes do it if I'm, like, stuck on anything. So, for example, if I'm stuck on something, I should look up a video finding out how you can do it. But that's about it.
Yeah. So I mean, we're doing that a lot more. We wouldn't have done that 30 years ago.
No.
But we are. We're doing it all the time now. So you've got to look at it and think, okay, our mindset has been for so long that those things, when people game and stuff like that, it's like, oh, you've been gaming again. You're not, go and get yourself a proper job. The unfortunate thing is, it is now kind of a proper job to a lot of people, because people do game and they go into these big competitions and make money, just like you go and play golf and you make money if you're good enough. So that's where this is going. So maybe we've got to encourage the likes of yourself with your channel, because you could then go and make yourself, I mean, these guys on the YouTube channels, they're making themselves millions, aren't they? Millions of pounds. Look, you see the pound signs going in your eyes there, and you're thinking, could I? Could I? All you need is a good idea.
Yeah.
That's all you need. So I'm going to check out your channel, all right? So you can do this as well, listener. And it's just called, you just go to YouTube and just type in what?
Conor Rowland, but there's going to be multiple searches, so just find the right picture. It should be a banana. With a phrase, my weekend face.
My weekend face.
Yeah.
See, you've got to have something a bit more snappier, because how many other Conor Rowlands, that they're going to be imposters, aren't they?
Yeah.
They are. I mean, and it's got an S on the end, Conor Rowlands.
No, no S.
Oh, you said there was an S on it. You said Conor Rowlands.
No, Conor Rowland.
Don't even know your name now. So Conor Rowland.
Conor Rowland, that's my name.
You should put on there something that sets you aside from everyone else.
Yes,
the Conor Rowlands.
And it's not spelled Rowland, it's Rowland.
Right, okay. All right, well, we'll have a little look. You're going to come back and chat some more in a moment. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with some Nick Kershaw from the 1980s. It's 16 minutes to 11. Vex's Radio 104.6. The people. Do you remember he had that funny old mullet, didn't he, all those years ago? And now, he ain't got no hair at all. Don't smile, Ian, it'll be you soon. And you, Connor. Don't last long, you know. Hey, look, that's your time. You're going to go and clear off in the green room now and have a play out there. What's, anyone you want to say hello to?
Hi, Mum.
Hello, Mum. That's Leah, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, how's Leah? Is she all right?
Yeah, she's doing really good.
Good. And your brothers? What's your brothers' names?
Khan, Noah, Toby, Callum.
Crikey, you got loads of brothers then.
Yeah.
So what are you, the oldest, youngest?
I'm the middle.
You're in the middle. Connor's in the middle. So which one's the chef?
Chef. Callum.
Callum. So, look, if you're listening out there, anybody that is running a cafe, a pub that does cooking and so on and so forth, Callum's looking for a role as a chef?
Maybe.
Okay, so if you can help out, get in touch with the station and then we'll pass on the details, okay? Mm-hmm. We should be looking after local peeps, shouldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look, it's been brilliant to see you again.
Yeah.
And I know you're going to be coming back in a few weeks, because I know that normally what would happen, we'd have four or five people out there,
yeah,
and you'd be, like, producing the whole thing.
Yeah, but I can't. This at the moment.
Because of the situation that we find ourselves in. Hopefully, fingers crossed, those things are going to change in the future.
Yeah.
So, we're going to get you back as big boss producer. Because, you know, you've still got a chair with boss on it out there, haven't you?
Yeah.
You're going to go and have a look around in the green room and sort some stuff out. And we'll see you in a good couple of weeks. Connor, have a good couple of weeks, and we'll see you soon. All right.
Yeah.